Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 82. So my mind was thinking this morning, and I'm hoping that it will dredge up some more examples as I'm thinking about this. But for some reason, I got to thinking of the people that are, say, and my first place my brain goes is actors, actresses, singers. And there's so much of a more example of this in our daily lives and in the world than I can access in my brain right now. But I'm thinking of the concept of, like, when Catherine Zeta-Jones was in Chicago, and I just remember reading some articles of people who were like, oh my gosh, look at her dance. Isn't that amazing? Kind of like, it's amazing. And upon interviewing Catherine Zeta-Jones, she's like, no, I have a background in dance. I was in this. And it's just part of her resume that we didn't get to see. And so we're all sort of surprised. And I'm admitting that I'm totally guilty of doing this. I'm just always surprised sometimes that the media is always amazed, or the way that it's phrased is what throws me sometimes. And I think of, again, Kristen Wiig when she did the chandelier dance when Sia was on Saturday Night Live. And it was like, oh my gosh, look what she can do. And she's like, ah, history and dance. I used to dance. And we go, wow, that's so amazing. How did you get to do that? And I have no idea how Sia knew that Kristen Wiig had a history of dance. Who knows? Or maybe it was a shot in the dark. I don't know. But I'm, like I said, I'm fascinated, and I'm certainly have my own when people do the thing you don't expect them to do. Of course, I think that's kind of human, right? You put people in this sort of box, and then they do something that surprises you, and it's kind of amazing. But I think what got me thinking about this, oh, and then just a couple other examples like that come to mind are, I remember Rick Springfield being on General Hospital. So we in the U.S. knew Rick Springfield as an actor. And then he put out a record, and people's comments were, what business does he have, this actor dude, trying to be a singer? And Rick Springfield would argue himself, if he were to hear those words given to him, no, what business did I have being an actor? I was a singer. So, you know, it's what we know people for. And I remember finding that out and being interested. And he'd had an album out before he was ever on General Hospital. So, not kidding. And there's other examples, acting-wise, and people who obviously get pigeonholed in their whole career of being one person. And there are some people who are just kind of one person. Like, they landed on something that worked for them, they were great, and they really can't go outside their bounds, or they don't go outside their bounds. But I think sometimes they're directed to not go outside their bounds, and they don't ever get a chance to really show the breadth of what they can do and their true talent. I also think of, in kind of back to the Catherine Zeta-Jones thing, I remember that reading this article about Catherine Zeta-Jones, and it was amazing. Again, those types of words of, wow, how could she do this? And she's like, hello, can do this. And then I remember reading I believe it was separate article or video. I don't remember the medium. I remember just reading it and kind of connecting these two concepts of how they were kind of blasé about the fact that Richard Gere, who I don't, if I recall correctly, doesn't have a history in dance, and how hard he worked. Like, I had seen a couple different things about how hard he had worked. But in this particular article, it was like, yeah, he worked hard, whatever, to get this dance move down. And he wasn't, like, getting the credit that I sort of thought he deserved, that, you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones was amazing for her dance, and he was sort of getting short-shifted by, and yeah, he danced and he had to work, but it wasn't like, and he spent this many hours a day, which futuristically, I remember him in an interview talking about, or somebody on the set talking about how many hours he put in the perseverance and the dedication that he was going to get those steps right. And it's like, okay, that's really cool. It's great to hear that not everybody shows up with the talent, that they have to work for it. I think we're getting more of that now with some of the more in-depth stories. But I guess I think kind of front page newsy, when we have some of the dumb headlines we have, you know, that's a worthy headline. Like, I don't know. I suppose it doesn't pull as many people to click as the Kardashians do, but it's sad. It speaks to the sadness of the world. Like, if Richard Gere, I don't know how you can make the headline interesting enough to click. There's got to be a way. Come on, journalists, you can do this. And I think of Ed Sheeran too. I think of the fact of how I don't feel like, in a sense, he got enough credit from the And again, I'm not reading everything. I know I'm missing stuff. So I'm outside my bounds and there's a lot of media out there. But seeing the making of his Thinking Out Loud video, where he does a lot of dancing, and how much work he put into getting that right. I certainly, when I watched the video the first time, I was impressed, but I figured he must have a history in dance of some sort. And that wasn't the case at all. So he went, I want to do this. And he worked his keister off to do it. And that's like a cool story of perseverance. And it's nice to know how much work people do behind the scenes sometimes. But I think sometimes we don't get enough information sometimes about the work somebody does to do something great or even well to great. That's new to them, but sometimes I feel like the people who were able to do something great, but they already had that history, they just brushed up on it or whatever, and I'm not saying that's not a lot of work at all, but you catch my difference there? Maybe I'm just not reading all the right stuff, so I apologize if I'm missing all of the accolades and praise these people are getting. I'm just not seeing it. And just to get back to the Ed Sheeran for not getting hate messages from Facebook, but there are some really interesting stories and video little interview and that have turned into Facebook meme type things about his life and all of the stuff he was dealing with. Stuttering, if I remember right, he had like a hearing issue or still has a hearing issue. I'm not even sure. I believe I remember that. And all of the things that would not typically make somebody turn into an amazing musician, very talented singer kind of thing. And I love that he's got that much grit and perseverance, and all of the past brings him forward. So I'm not saying anything, I'm not missing the point that this is a lifelong, like I said, perseverance. I want to do that. I'm going to do it. I'm going to succeed, and go him. I mean, it really is fantastic. I'm just saying, I guess, that I think the moral of the story that's coming together in my little mind as I'm talking about all this stuff is sort of the sadness that I have about our media, right? It's more interesting as to what the Kardashians are doing than it is to be excited or interested in a story that, you know, how much work Ed Sheeran or how much work Richard Gere has put into what they're doing. And I'd like, some ways that's more inspiring, helpful front page news than what the Kardashians are doing or many other people who are doing. Oh my gosh, I'm just so tired of the clickbait that, you know, something is actually does look interesting, and then that thing that they say is in the headline isn't even accurate. And so I guess that's a bot put together story, or if it's not, it should be a journalist that gets fired. This is what you drag me in here with and you don't produce. You company should pay me money, and because you wasted my time. Side rant, but if we can make that happen so we all get paid for wrong information and wrong links. I was just hearing somebody talk about a quiz that they were taking about, are you a true Minnesotan? And the picture that they showed was the 70s show. And if we both remember correctly, that was Wisconsin. So down with you, quiz putter together. Midwest is not one big block state. Thank you very much. You get docked on your next paycheck or something. And if a computer put that together, well, I guess computers don't work as well as they should for organizing things like that. That one should not have been hard. Anyway, back to the Kardashians, because what this also brings up is my whole sort of negativity towards the, you know, well, Kardashians are the front page flat news and other people are not. So there's my judgment that I'm making about the Kardashians and what their talents are and are not, like what is hidden in their resumes that we don't know, that is worthwhile and interesting and maybe makes them more well-rounded human beings that we don't get to see. So I'm definitely guilty of that as well. And we all are. We all do that in our daily lives. You know, there are people who somebody just can't see that some X person could do this particular job, even though that person maybe did it 10 years ago successfully really well. But it's like, oh, we can't quite see it. So they sometimes get passed over. And just in our friends and people we know, we're surprised when they can do something. And that's okay. I mean, again, we put people in the box that we know. It's just be careful what box we put people in and how close we stick to that box and how much we don't take new information and apply it and try to well-round ourself and our vision of that person. So if the Kardashians, any of the Kardashians, would like to contact me and have a discussion, let's share their well-roundedness. What did we not know about the Kardashians that we should? I am down with that. I am open to learning more about these people that might make me think they're amazing and awesome and fascinating. I'm down with it. So bring it on. I think a lot of the videos of like the America's Got Talent or whatever all those shows are also great examples of how we judge even people just right out of the box, right? Like, what's that lady's name who ended up on America's Got Talent or Britain's Got Talent and poof, ended up the older lady who they didn't know was going to have such an amazing voice, whose name I can't remember, and many others. You know, we walk out, we see person, they're dressed in a particular way. I'd love to know how many people go on that show who like go on as themselves or almost create that character knowing that they can surprise people, because it's kind of a bummer, unless it's a genuine interest, but or a genuine thing that they kind of do. It's just part of who they are. I just saw a video with a dude who was like totally goth looking, and again, I get it. I'm not immune to this too. I'm just saying it's interesting and curious. He comes on, he's very goth, kind of, if I remember right, in my mind's eye right now, I see that he had like makeup on and, you know, long dark hair and very much said that. And then he turned out to be this amazing sort of angelic voice, opera type voice. And, you know, it's of course floored everybody because it's not what you expect. So it's just always interesting how we do that. And we have to, right? I mean, to a certain extent, that's how we organize our brain. That's how we organize our world. So I'm not saying that it's totally wrong or that we're horrible people, but I'm drawing attention and curious and self-reflection, perhaps. Anyway, that is my very long rant for the day that turned into a lot longer than I thought it was going to be. Thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful day and see who has some interesting new talents in your world, in your office, in your friend group, people that you've just met, or if you're like dating. Maybe that's a good date question. Maybe not the first date, maybe a few dates in, depending on how deep you want to go. But like, what about you would surprise me? Like, what thing can you do? Or what job did you have that I wouldn't think you have? I'm going to say this because I watched the Mr. Rogers movie, and one of the things that I thought of while I was watching this was how interesting it was to, if you just watch him, like if you knew him, I think he's a great example of this. I don't want to spoil the movie for anybody, but where he has to fill a moment and he grabs a puppet and he fills that moment with the voice, and how this guy who looks like so basic and so like in some ways not playful or silly, and that's part of what he's built his reputation on, and or not his reputation but his skill set on, why he connects with kids, is his not being silly, but his ability to stick his hand in a puppet and come up with a voice for King Friday and come up with Lady Elaine. And it looks like from the movie that Daniel Striped Tiger was a pretty like in the moment thing, and the fact that he can just do it and be it, he takes his play very seriously. Oh my gosh, this is a whole nother day, but I just wanted to call that out because he's not the guy. One of the things that I kept thinking is, he's not the guy that I would ever think would just pick up a puppet and do that. What a surprise. What an out of the box that one would put him in if you were maybe around him on some level that you didn't get to know that. And I think that is it's just so cool and so amazing and also so inspiring. And I wish he was around because I have so many questions for him. I want so many questions of, did that make you nervous? Or was it just do you have this like amazing ability to just access that part of you that is like, boom, I'm Daniel Striped Tiger now. And if you watch the movie, you'll see how that even plays out more. And you should go see the movie. Please go see Mr. Rogers. Everybody, anybody, I don't care if you know who he is or not. I hope that you do at least have a sense, but oh my gosh, I just appreciated it so much. There's so many questions that I have, so many things that I wish they'd dig in further, but go see. If you have any on the fences, no fence, just go. All right. Thank you. I have no idea if I've already signed off or not, but thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your morning. Check out the rest of the podcasts that are much shorter than this. At morningswithastranger.com, Facebook at morningswithastranger, that's the @ sign, morningswithastranger, no spaces. Have a great day and run, don't walk, to your movie theater to see Mr. Rogers.